2. Art's immense influence on humanity. Great works of art transmit heritage, disseminate knowledge and wisdom, and fortify character. They hold exalted positions in the great civilizations of the East and West. The ancient Greek mathematician and philosopher Pythagoras believed that the secret of music is in its imitation of the harmony of the heavenly bodies, which itself reflects the harmony of the universe. The Chinese held similar views. The Chinese classics records of the Grand Historian and the Classic of Music both discuss music's correspondence with the five elements, and how musical instruments ought to represent and emulate the patterns of heaven and earth. Only in this way can music of the grandest style exhibit the same harmony that prevails between heaven and earth. In ancient Chinese stories, this music is able to attract the crane and phoenix, and even summon celestial beings. Confucius once said, "The Zhou dynasty has before it the two ages. How rich in culture! I follow the Zhou." He admired how the Zhou emperor ruled with ritual and music. The sage emperor Shun invented a five-stringed musical instrument, which he called Qin, sang to its tune about the gentle summer breeze from the south, and lo and behold, his empire was well regulated, under the benign influence of his music. The music of Prince of Qin breaking up the enemy's front, composed by the first emperor of the Tang dynasty, Li Shimin, was respected by the surrounding ethnic minorities. The New Book of Tang recorded that on the journey to seek Buddhist scriptures from the West, monk Xuanzang was told by a king in one of the principalities, "Your emperor must be a saint, for he composed music of Prince of Qin breaking up the enemy's front." During the reign of Louis XIV, the French royal court displayed high elegance through dance and art. Dance contains not only the techniques of movement, but also social etiquette and norms. Louis XIV inspired Europe through the art and culture of his court and was emulated by other courts and the population at large in Europe. Not only was Frederick the Great of Prussia an outstanding king, but he was also an accomplished musician, composer, and flutist. He ordered the construction of the Berlin Opera House, personally supervised the opera, and opened it to a wider set of social classes. To this day, opera remains an important part of German culture. These few examples make clear the long-lasting influence that Orthodox art can exert on society. Orthodox art conforms to natural law, imitates divine wisdom, and brings with it special energy and effects. It has a beneficial impact on people, both physically and spiritually. Orthodox artists work not only at the physical, technical level, but also, more importantly, at the spiritual level, in their communion with the theme of the work. Such artists sometimes express a sense of experiencing a higher force beyond this physical world. The effect is similar to that of singing an ode to God, a solemn and divine experience that transcends human language. For those who appreciate fine art, it is a special vehicle for communion with the divine. Behind art lies the accumulated wisdom of a people, their creativity, and inspiration. There are often profound meanings that go far beyond what is seen on the surface. Some works transmit a special kind of spiritual energy. All of this has an effect on viewers at a deep, spiritual level. The effect is singular and irreplaceable by any other means. A good artist can influence the morality of society by instilling values into people's hearts through touching stories and images. Even those without deep learning or education can gain insight, inspiration, and the moral lessons that traditional art conveys. In traditional societies, consider how many learned right from wrong, good from evil, through the medium of folk tales such as The Little Mermaid and Snow White. How many Chinese learned from the four masterpiece novels of Chinese history and from the traditional arts of storytelling and drama? Such works display heavenly principles to man, allow man to feel divine greatness, and make him yearn to assimilate to heavenly principles. Degenerate values also exert an invisible influence through art. Professor Robert McKee wrote in his book Story, "Every effective story sends a charged idea out to us, in effect compelling the idea into us, so that we must believe." In fact, the persuasive power of a story is so great that we may believe its meaning even if we find it morally repellent. In both positive and negative terms, art can have a tremendous impact on human morality, thought, and behavior. This is no exaggeration. Modern society bears many examples for study. The Mozart effect, for instance, has attracted worldwide attention. The scientific community has conducted a number of studies on the positive influence of Mozart's music on people and animals. In 2016, a more in-depth study of the Mozart effect found that Mozart's music has a positive effect on human cognitive function and behavior. Surprisingly, playing Mozart's music in reverse has a completely opposite effect. Arnold Schoenberg's modern atonal music has a similar effect as playing Mozart backward, demonstrating its damaging character. Compared with atonal music, rock music has an even more negative effect. A researcher compiled data from two similar cities. The city in which the radio and television broadcast a large number of rock songs saw 50% more cases of pregnancy out of wedlock, dropouts, youth deaths, crimes, and so on. Some rock music even makes suicide seem reasonable. Its dark rhythms and depressing lyrics certainly can be taken as an encouragement for suicide, and it is an irrefutable fact that young people have snuffed out their lives while listening to it repeatedly. It is not uncommon for teens who commit suicide to do as described in the rock lyrics, and numerous rock musicians have descended into depression, drug abuse, and suicide themselves. Another well-known negative example is the nationalist Nazi movie Triumph of the Will. Despite the director, Leni Riefenstahl, arguing that she had created a documentary, the propaganda movie exhibited superb artistic mastery. The grand scenes and displays of strength made audiences resonate with the energy and power behind it. A number of the methods in camera work and editing influenced film for decades to come. Yet the work also became a crucial piece of propaganda for Hitler and Nazi Germany, and is known as one of the most successful propaganda films in history. The British newspaper The Independent wrote in 2003, "Triumph of the Will seduced many wise men and women, persuaded them to admire rather than to despise, and undoubtedly won the Nazis friends and allies all over the world." Understanding the great power of art can help us better understand the importance of traditional art and why evil elements want to undermine and sabotage human art and cause it to degenerate.